Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runner, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by Ironman U, by EveryCite.com, the coolest new technology around, RunCatalina.com. Catalina Marathon coming up on Saturday, March 19th. iTunes is where you can find any of our interviews, along with Babbittville.com, and you can sign up for our newsletter, Endurance World. Our next guest, speaking of cool technology, from Normatec, the CEO, Mr. Jalad Jacobs. Jalad, how are you?
Doing well, Bob.
And you know what? I have, I haven't seen you at an expo in a while. I got to start going to more races.
You got to go to more races, and, we're having fun. We have a whole kind of crew that tours around and takes care of all of our Ironman and multi-sport events, so it's just great to have that depth of organization and be able to, take care of all the booth space that we need at the various events.
So talk a little bit about Normatec in terms of how it came about, because that's a novel. A lot of times you see products, and they're sort of a lot of copycat products that look like something else. The Normatec boots look like nothing else, and they work like nothing else, right? They're totally unique in what they provide. So talk a little bit about the genesis of the product and where you've come during that time.
Absolutely. So, we really started this industry, compression boots, and for sports applications. We actually started out, my late mom was our founder and MD, PhD, and she really created the technology as a way to help people going through medical type of situations with poor circulation to enhance the blood flow and movement of fluids in the body in a good way after surgery or injury. And I took that application over sports, and we started working really with the best in the world. It was really a top-down approach. How can we work with the Croys, the Rennies of the world? How can we work with LeBron James and have them help us create something that is really applicable for the best endurance athletes in the world, and with the ultimate goal of bringing something to the mass market to really give athletes of all age ranges and abilities fresh legs faster.
So who were your first adapters? A lot of times when I look back at aero bars, aero helmets, who the first group is usually...
I think it was the toilet seat back in the day, right?
Exactly. I think the Try guys are always the first to the table, right? They're the ones who go, I get it, I'm in.
Man, triathlon's just been awesome for us because it really is, like you said, they're early adopters, both, especially the elites within their sport, right? Because they're always looking for that last extra 1-2% to push them over the top. But among all sports, triathlon, it really is just the perfect combination of what I call the means and the motivation, the double M. And they're always focused. In general, you look at all sports, nothing compares to triathlon in terms of the amount of time and effort and focus that athletes put in to their daily routine and their training. The amount of cost associated with going out there and competing and getting your coaching and your race entries. It takes marathon and puts it to shame in terms of the training element and the amount of time and effort. And then you have the gear component. I mean, you're nothing if you're not rocking a $5,000 aero bike on a training ride. And that's great for business, but it also really, for us, keyed us in early on that this was an industry that demanded perfection. I mean, we're talking about shaving a few ounces a year off of a bike frame to give you an extra few seconds on your time trial. And it's unbelievable the level of sophistication that triathlon and triathlon gear brings to the industry. And it's just been a wild ride working with the best in the business to perfect the technology that can help them when they're actually off the bike and off the run.
What have you learned from the athletes? You mentioned Craig Alexander and Marinda Carfrae. Actually, I remember we were doing a piece for one of our training day features on Marinda a number of years ago in Boulder, and we went to her therapist who had had her in the Normatec boots after her workout. What did you guys learn from the athletes? I'm sure you're constantly asking them for feedback that ended up becoming part of the product.
Well, it's really interesting because when we first started, like all early adopters, we didn't even really know what direction they'd be using it in. You know, did we, when we first started, was it just after an injury, which would have been great, right? I mean, you know,
sure.
Lots of people are getting road rash and bumps and bruises and even, you know, down to breaks and microfractures that you can get. But when we started to get a core following, and it was really just word of mouth, if you remember back in the day, it was Rennie would go out on training ride, and lots of things are talked about, some things that you can repeat, some things you can't repeat during you know, those rides up in the mountain. And one of those things are, what's your secret weapon? Well, it's the Normatec. So, okay, let me try it out. So, obviously, back in the day, we wanted to learn as much as we could, and we felt very, you know, really blessed in a way that we were able to get such close and intimate access with these athletes that everyone wants a piece of them, and they didn't owe us anything. So it was really just, hey, if you can help me shave some time and make my legs and my body feel better, you know, I'm here to help you. And it really just was a great partnership from the beginning with all these elite athletes. But really sitting down and getting down to it, it was everything from figuring out kind of what technology they were looking for. So you have the, on the one side, the physical, right? So the size and the look and the feel and the features, and really the nuts and bolts of the product itself and how we can make it better. And on the other side, it was what actually is happening physiologically, and their bodies at that elite level are different than the average weekend warrior, different than the age grouper who's even dedicated. I mean, they're just at that next level, right? And there are very few people like that in the world. But like I said, you know, we wanted to start at the top of the pyramid and work our way down. And it was just tremendous. And it's really cool to see going back and talking with, you know, our buds over the years, when we went from kind of our first generation or our Model T kind of Normatec back in the day, we used to call Big Bertha around the office, now is so much larger and clunky compared to the technology that we just released in Kona this year at the World Championships. And every time we came out with something new, it was always, gee, like, man, how do you guys come up with something new? There's no way you're going to be able to come up with something even better this time. And that's the beauty of technology. It's always pushing the pace, pushing the envelope, and seeing what you can do to take things to the next level.
Now, when you're, because obviously this is not a low price point item, do you sell primarily to clubs, to fitness centers, to individuals? What's your biggest group?
It's a great question, and it's something we spent a lot of time on, and it's evolved over the years. When we first started, we had one product, Shane 2 boots, and it retailed for $5,000. And we realized very early on that two things needed to happen. The first was the logistics around how to actually get a Normatec. When it first started, it was a very serious piece of medical equipment, and that's where it came from, the medical world. And we readapted it and really evolved it into something that athletes needed. So no one was walking into their local tri shop saying, you know, here's my prescription for my Normatec, you know, hook me up. So the first was going back and petitioning the FDA to actually get over-the-counter clearance, which we got a number of years ago. The second piece was obviously the price point, $5,000. We did sell a bunch. I mean, it kept us in business, right? But we realized in order to gain access to the technology, we needed to bring it down to a better price point. So 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago, we came out with our first over-the-counter product called the Normatec MVP, and it was actually priced from 5,000 rather down to 1,750, which is a huge price drop. And we actually did that with improving the product and not sacrificing any quality. The new product we just came out with, the Normatec Pulse series, is literally half the size of that second generation, a quarter of the size of the first generation, if you can believe that. It's got an integrated battery, lithium-ion rechargeable battery. It's got a screen. It's just really kick butt all the way around. And that price point dropped even more. And that's the crazy part. You know, you can always get something that's bigger or smaller in this case, badder, more capable, more sleek, more sexy, but it's always going to cost you more, whether it's a bike or it's technology, phone, computer, whatever it is. There's always something better, but it always costs you more. And when we went down and started developing this product 3 years ago, it really was a contest internally of how can we really take things to the next level, A, and B, do it at a price point that's even lower with the goal of growing the market. You know, when people first started looking at aero bars, they were looking around thinking, what the hell are these things?
Exactly.
And now you can't be a serious triathlete without a pair, right? I mean, it looks funny if you show up to a ride and you don't have a set of aero bars. Like, what's wrong with you, Ben? You know? So taking that into consideration, we realize that there are those early adopters that are willing to do just about anything that's legal to take things to the next level. And we realize that it's going to take another few years until people recognize this product category as a must-have as opposed to a nice-to-have. But going back to your question, yeah. We really are finding that individual age groupers in the multi-sport area are really our bread and butter. And when you really break it down, although it seems like a price point, $15.95, man, you know, I could get, you know, one of two training wheels or something like that. But you really break it down, you say, you know, a good massage is $100, $115 an hour.
Right.
I have nothing to show for it. I walk out, I feel good for a couple hours. The next day, I'm back to the same routine. If I had this, you know, the cost of 13, 14 massages over the course of a few months, I have this for years to come. And a lot of people, they'll say, hey, come over, bring me a pizza, beer, and $10. And you can use my Normatec boots. And you can make that money back pretty quick.
Yeah, it's interesting because I always look at product and you go, God, that costs you a lot of money. I'm like, well, wait, if I spend a couple grand on my bike and I'm riding a thing five times a week, that's value. It's when you buy a gym membership and you don't use it. That's where you lose money. So, Jelani, when you talk about you know, the world of triathlon, I always try to tell people, a lot of times we're sort of considered the smaller of the sports. You got cycling, you got individual sports. Cycling's huge, running's huge, swimming's huge. But I tell people all the time that the reason that businesses are successful in triathlon is that the average athlete is coming in with maybe one skill. He's a runner, he's a swimmer, and he's learning the other stuff. So they're wide open to anything when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to components on the bike, because they're not coming in as know-it-alls, and they realize that they need help to balance all these three sports, especially when it comes to recovery. Do you find that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head. You know, when people talk about kind of what's going on in the industry, and you hit two of them right off the bat, historically, especially in triathlon, people have focused to take their game, their ability, their race times to the next level. They look at four areas. So one is nutrition, like you mentioned. One is gear, so whether it's bike components or anything else to make you faster and lighter and better. The other is coaching, and the other one is training. And we've really done a great job really taking all those four areas to the next level. And the question is, what's next? You know, what else is legal that's out there that I can really tap into that's going to really radically improve my performance? And what's crazy is, and I'll give you a small anecdote. This was one of the first years that I was, probably the first year that I was in Kona, and I got really close with a lot of these athletes, and it's just been really just a family affair, so to speak, where we're on text all the time. They're giving us feedback, and it got to the point where Craig Alexander and I, you know, became close to the point where, you know, part of the inner circle and actually driving him to the race start in Kona all those years during all of his wins. And the first year that I met him and we started getting close, he said, gee, take a rusty mountain bike and I'll beat you up that hill and you can have my Orbea or Cervelo or whatever it was on back in the day. And I'm still going to beat you because it's all about the engine. And it's my legs, it's my lungs, it's my body, it's my ability. You know, the gear is there to kind of, it's not necessarily window dressing, because it obviously really is important, but it's really all about who you are and your ability. And if I can get my legs back faster, consistently, I can put in more workouts in a given month, and all my gear is really going to be maximized, as opposed to, when you look around, these age groupers, they have sometimes nicer bikes than the pros. And money will get you to a point when it comes to gear, but it's really all about you and what you're bringing out onto the pavement every day.
So what is next? Like you said, it's you've continued to make your product better. How much better can it get? And are there other product lines that you expand to a different line and you start something different?
It's a great question, and we definitely don't sit back on our laurels. That was a big thing. If you're waiting until you need to release another product, you're 2 to 3 years late, right?
Exactly.
Because if you do the development right, it's going to take you 2 or 3 years at a minimum. So we launched this next-gen product as a pre-launch to the multi-sport world. Really, it was our worldwide debut at Ironman Kona 2015, and the official launch was in the beginning of 2016. And it's just been going great. It's been going gangbusters. You know, lots more to learn and more markets to get into, especially as we start going overseas in a big way later this year. But right now it's kind of just taking a step back and surveying the unbelievable growth and really acceptance of the product. And that's just the coolest thing. And the feedback that we've gotten on the new system is just tremendous. And we're already starting, you know, in the back room, you know, Monday morning we walk in, it's game time, you know, start throwing up those ideas on the whiteboard and see what sticks and move from there.
Were you surprised when you saw how the triathletes reacted to the product, that it was like, oh my God, these guys have the wherewithal, they obviously have the dollars, they have the need, and they're jumping into this thing amazingly quickly?
You know, I was up until I realized what I was dealing with. So I'm not a multi-sport athlete, you know, from before. Dabbled a little bit in the different disciplines, but never really strung it together. And as you know better than I do, it's a whole different ball game actually trying to do them all back to back to back.
Yeah.
But when we first started, it was like, wow, you know, I was hopeful, as anybody is when you enter a new market, but I had no idea what was going on. But as soon as I realized who we were dealing with and the level of sophistication, the level of dedication, the level of efforts that they put in, both on the bike, on the run, on the swim, and then into everything from the nutrition, the coaching, and the training, and the gear, and everything else, it was just really the most perfect fit that you could come up with. Because you have the depth of athlete, every age grouper, whether you're just starting out, you're 16, 17 years old, and you're just getting into it, or you have some of the older guys and gals that are out there in their 60s, 70s, and 80s who are still crushing it. The level of dedication that they have to their sport is really second to none. And it's really just also a great opportunity to take your sport, kind of like almost like a golf, where you can keep doing your sport as you get older. And a lot of sports don't offer that. Basketball, tough to really still be competitive and lay it all out there in your 60s.
Well, and even for runners, and the orthopedic reality is every runner eventually needs to become a cyclist. You just can't keep running forever. You need to start mixing in other stuff.
Absolutely. And it's just been really cool to see, and really to get back to what your question was, which is we were surprised in the beginning, pleasantly surprised, but once we realized who we were dealing with, the demographic, again, the double M, the means and the motivation, but also what they do, they live it. You know, a lot of people preach, hey, you got to live your sport and do it every day, but no one does it like a triathlete. And there's just not enough time. If you're going to do it even half right, you don't have time for anything. You know, let alone being a couch potato. So the idea that the Normatec kind of forces you to slow down and regroup with yourself, and whether you're using it afterwards for recovery or getting in your Normatec boots pre for workouts, that was a big thing. I was like, wow, I can't believe people are using this pre for workout. But every morning when I'd get to Kona and it was game time at 4:30, Crowley would be reading over his race notes in his hotel room at 4:30 in the morning, in his boots for 45 minutes, enjoying his what he calls porridge, and off you go, and you go right to the race, and it's game time. So it's just been really cool to see, and definitely one of the most explosive markets for us to date.
So speaking of markets, obviously we're in the endurance entertainment marketplace now, because you've got running, triathlon, cycling, mountain biking, obstacle racing, CrossFit. There's more people participating in our world than ever before, but it is a little more segmented. How has the CrossFit people, the Tough Mudder, Spartan Race, those type of folks, have they found Normatec yet?
Yeah, they found it in a big way, so far. It's been great. But it really gets down to the psyche of the athlete,
yep,
how things are created and what the athletes gravitate towards. So if you look at a CrossFit athlete, unbelievable physiology, different physiology than a multi-sport athlete, different rates of injury, right? A lot of joint injuries,
yes.
The stuff that they do is just really incredible. But they also don't have, you know, they have injuries in the gym too, but not necessarily the same that you would see with, you know, a broken clavicle on a cyclist who, you know, took the turn a little too fast and skidded out. But in addition to that, if you look at how people train, CrossFit, for example, is really gym-focused, or what they call their boxes.
Yes.
And lots of boxes. There are over 7,000 just in the U.S. alone, and continues to grow, which is just mind-blowing. It's this whole culture, and that's another thing that triathlon has, too, is a culture. Basketball, it's not really a culture around playing basketball after you get out of college with pros. So that's really cool. Close-knit community, got the online forums, people are talking about, people getting together around their sport. But if you look at the typical purchase in CrossFit as a CrossFit athlete, you're buying your shoes, you're buying your box membership, and you're buying your paleo foods or whatever you got for nutrition.
That's it. You're done.
You're done. You know, maybe an event entry now and again, a little trip out for a training, you know, something like that here or there. But with triathlon, in order to stay competitive, and people, they've been doing this for years.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why the industry continues to grow and there's innovation, right? So money pushes innovation and technology. And that's why when you walk around an expo in triathlon, especially in the longer distances with Ironman, it creates the need for you to be applying more time, more dedication, and more money to your sport in order to compete at those longer distances. Sprint Olympics, you need to be dedicated for sure, but you can get away with even doing a sprint on a mountain bike, right? So you don't have to have all the gear. Once you get up to a half Ironman distance and full Ironman distance, it's just totally next level, and it really just demands that extra attention.
Well, you brought up Expo, and one of the things, and I think we talked about it one year at Boston, where I used to, my philosophy back in the day when I was running Competitor magazine was that one triathlete at an Expo, one triathlete equals four runners. So a 1,000 person triathlon equaled a 4,000 person running event in terms of what they would buy at the Expo, and I think that number has actually become bigger than that, right? It's like one triathlete will buy 6-7. I mean, what do you find in terms of
I was about to say, it depends on the event. Some
right.
events are better than others, right? But overall, you have a dedicated triathlete who's in the space and is really focused. I take that over four average runners every day, just from a business standpoint. Obviously, the boots work just as effectively
yes.
on a runner. But the mentality is different. I don't have to spend that much money if I'm just a marathoner, because I need a pair of shoes and maybe some Band-Aids, right? And that's it. And with a triathlete, they know from day one they can't be competitive unless they're dedicating every ounce of what they have to it, and they do it willingly, they do it lovingly, and they want the best, and that's what we try to provide. But I think you're right; the numbers are all grown, have been growing rather, and I think one triathlete to seven or eight. Runners is probably right there.
So, and one of the other things I tell people is you look at triathlon as people age up from 60 to 65 to 70, they know deep down they can go faster than they did when they were younger, right? Because it's not the pounding. You have it in a run, but you can become a better swimmer. You can become a better cyclist. So I think people are willing to invest in technology like Normatec, knowing I'm going to be using this stuff for 10 years. There's no,
and
I'm not getting out anytime soon.
And it'll last you, right? If you're serious
yeah.
about your sport. And like you said, we call them lifers. You're in the sport for life.
Yes, we are.
Typically isn't a sport that you're dabbling in. You can't get away from it, or it doesn't get away from you. I don't know how that works, but it always seems to work that way. And it's something that you can literally do for the duration. And it's
yes.
just so cool when you go to these events and you see these individuals who are in their 70s and even, octogenarians rolling in. And they're still with it, and they're still out there, and they're still hammering. And in many cases, as you get older, your times get even better. I mean, we have one of our employees, Allie Hall. She is a gold-level Ironman age grouper, crushing it, qualified for Kona this past year, qualified again this year. I mean, she's just doing unbelievable stuff. And as we, stand around the water cooler and then talk shop, she knows and we know that if she keeps on track and keeps her program going, her and her husband are both phenomenal triathletes, Brino, they're able to take things to the next level and actually get faster as they get into their late 20s, their 30s, and even 40s. And a lot of that is the base. A lot of that is the dedication of training and adaptation, as well as being able to just be more calm about your approach and not kind of go out quite as fast. And we see that time and time again, as you know, with the pros. You know, it's rare that you have someone absolutely crushing it in their early 20s in the sport. It really takes them to the, Crowley was late 30s. I mean, unbelievable, phenomenal athletes, but you're peaking in your mid-30s. And that's just, again, very rare with any type of physical sport.
Well, and you look at Cam Brown, I think he's 43. He just won Ironman New Zealand and broke the course record.
So, that's it.
Yeah.
And he actually tweeted of himself in the Normatec with a hoagie on his lap about an hour ago.
I love that. So for people to find out more about Normatec, what's the best way for people to go online and find out more about the product?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to our website, which is normatecrecovery.com, N-O-R-M-A-T-E-C, recovery.com. All the info is there, and we would definitely recommend and also encourage anybody that has any questions. How does this compare to some of the other recovery techniques that are out there that you may be already doing? And just to answer any questions that you have, call us up or shoot us a message online, and we'll be happy to start the conversation.
Love that. And it seems like people are understanding that there is a need for recovery. In the past, we went for run, went for ride, went for swim, and just kept doing it over and over and over again. But it seems that people are more aware that recovery is a huge component here that maybe they weren't aware of before.
And I think it's an industry-wide thing and starting to spread outside of triathlon as well into the basketball and the football and the hockeys of the world. But as you look at it, people are always looking to push that envelope to the next level. And up until now, recovery, when you said to someone recovery in sports, you would either think ice bath, massage, or after a long day, put your legs up on a couch.
Right.
And the question is there something that we can be doing to actually benefit us in that sphere? As you talk to the pros, again, we love bringing up Croy just because
sure.
he's such a pillar of the sport. You know, you're only really training 4 to 6 hours a day. What about the rest? What about those 18 to 20 hours a day that you're not training? Are you just sitting there? I mean, nutrition is important. You know, you've got to get some sleep. What else could you be doing for your body? And the answer really is recovery. And you really have to be smart about it. Those concepts of what you're doing with an ice bath, the science that's coming out now, it's fascinating. And I would encourage anyone who's listening to kind of start Googling around and start looking at, you know, what actually is going on physiologically when you jump into an ice bath. It really is tightening up on all those arteries, all the good blood flow from the heart, oxygen, and nutrients. And if you're healthy and you're just doing it as a way to flush out your system, may not be the most common sense thing anymore. And they say common sense isn't that common, but we have the science now proving a lot of the things that we were doing before maybe wasn't as effective. And in a way, in a crude way, it's kind of like how smoking used to be. You know, that used to be encouraged to open up your lungs back in the 40s and 50s. You know, smoke a pack of Camels and you're going to be doing better. We're smarter now about how we can approach things. And like you said, recovery really is that next frontier to take athlete performance to the next level.
Love it. Jalad, thank you so much for taking time. Always a pleasure to catch up. And congrats on everything you've done with Normatec. Again, it's Normatec, N-O-R-M-A-T-E-C, recovery.com. Jalad Jacob, CEO, has been our guest. Jalad, thank you so much.
You got it, Bob. Talk to you soon, man.
All right. Again, we're brought to you by Ironman U, EverySite.com, RunCatalina.com, our Challenge Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $70 million to keep challenge athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out on iTunes or on Babbittville. If you go to Babbittville.com/newsletter, you can subscribe to our new newsletter. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.